Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
We are thrilled to have you.
Great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be here. Can we keep the yuck your yum line out of my segment?
Okay.
I hate doing your show.
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
What are we doing here?
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that?
Jim, Matt, and Molly continues live from Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie as the stars of the show, Michelle Smallman and Evan Cohen, arrive for a private event at the Barrel Room. Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown with you. Matt Hamilton hamming it up as always.
It's okay. He's just shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yep. Michelle and Evan is the hands that he's shaking. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one of them he's kissing. But
linger on your fingers.
Why'd you make it weird?
You said kiss babies.
I know, but it's an expression. Isn't that what you always say?
Yeah, that's what I say.
There you go.
Matt very much is a politician, but we are thrilled to be joined by Jason Wilde, the star of our show that's over our airwaves here, of the Wilde and Talish podcast. Jason Wilde, thanks for hopping on. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I appreciate Brett Bielema being such a big fan, as you can tell. I'm very appreciative of that. So great to have a popular podcast.
Yeah, you know, the thing I'll defend Brett on is he is terrible with his words. So he might...
I have no idea what you're talking about. Self-defecating humor.
Yes, that is a man who said self-defecating humor and didn't realize it until everyone had the exact reaction you had there, Jason. It's like, what'd I say? When everyone laughed when he said that. So,
Pretty sure he's done that too at some point.
I would not put it past him. Matt Hamilton.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah. You get this.
Coming in
shake.
Hot.
Yeah.
I was starstruck. I shook some hands.
Yeah.
You were starstruck, or they were?
I was.
Oh.
How quickly did you get to being a gold medalist? Obviously, we mentioned it earlier that you were talking to Michelle Smallman and Evan Cohen, but did you quickly get into that I have a gold medal?
Well, no, actually, I was like, I can't believe I didn't think of this when we were taking suggestions for things that you should do while you're in Wisconsin.
Curling.
I should have said go curling.
Yes, I brought it up last night. I'm like, how did you guys?
Oh, such a miss.
Yeah.
Such a miss.
Classic. You want to say hi to Jason?
Hi, Jason. I bet you look great today.
I do. I think I would say this. You know who would really like the hoodie I'm wearing today? Jim Rutledge.
Oh, I bet. Because it's an Iron Jock hoodie, right? No? Maybe?
It's not.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Okay. No.
Chicago Bears.
I do. Okay. Iron Jock has been great to us, and so I am a huge fan. This, though, is a little cold, and I didn't want to...
Yeah.
Those lightweight hoodies are sweet, but I wanted to go a little warmer. I'm wearing my Wrigleyville hoodie.
Ooh, nice.
Which
I do like that.
That's a Wrigleyville, right?
Not,
yeah. No? Okay.
Yeah, and like I feel like I can legally wear that, right? Because it's not necessarily Go Cubs. It's more of an area around the stadium where I've had many a very good time when I've been younger and in Chicago. So that's what I went with. And by the way, I'm going to give Matt Hamilton a pass on not thinking to suggest curling, just because he's working through the five stages of grief.
He's mourning.
Right?
I'm still reeling.
I don't know if you're at denial. I'm guessing you're not at acceptance. You might be at anger. I don't know where you are there, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Probably bargaining. That's a good
one. I just
put
on a brave face for the radio, Jason.
So
God, you're such a pro.
I bet you, Jason, you had a question. You said you want to talk to Chris Canty. Jason might know some people who have kind of had, you know, how do you end a career on a loss and that kind of stuff too there. So,
well, that's the tough part about sports is every team but one ends on a loss. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, if you don't make the playoffs, it feels like a loss. And if you do make the playoffs, you lose your last game of the season. It's brutal.
It is brutal.
I didn't mean to bring that up. I was just trying to give you a pass for not bringing up curling as an option.
Do you have any mean jokes for him? Because they've just been kind of like trying to troll him a little.
He's in tears now, so.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Jim got me yesterday. I almost cried on the air.
Anyways, with the Packers, they got the game coming up against Minnesota. And it's weird that this game, even though J.J. McCarthy is the quarterback for Minnesota, it does feel like, I don't know, a coin flip to me. I'm sure that's not what the betting line says, but I don't know which Vikings team is going to show up, but at the same time, I don't know what Packer team is going to show up. I do know the Packers and the Vikings both have top-tier defenses.
You know, I think that's really fair, Jim, because I say that as the person who predicted that the Packers finally win in a blowout. But you're right. Like, if you look at what McCarthy has done, the idea of him getting through this game without turning the ball over, he hasn't done it yet, right? I mean, he's made 5 starts. He's thrown 8 interceptions. In 3 of the 5 starts, he's had 2 interceptions. So 6 of the 8 have come in 3 games, then he's had 1 each in the other 2. Like, he's a young quarterback. But again, I also look at him in the game against the Bears, and look, they should win that game, right?
Yep.
I mean, so I don't know which one to expect either, but the way they've been the Packers have played defensively, being in position to intercept passes and not doing it, I just got a feeling that this is kind of the week where I can see the storyline now, right, on Channel 3000, how they bounce back from dropping 3 interceptions or 4 interceptions to catching all the ones that J.J. McCarthy threw to them. So, you know, at the same time, I have been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. And if this ends up being a nip and tuck 23-21 type game, I won't be completely stunned either.
You heard him, sports bettors. Go big on the Packers this week. Bet the over.
Yeah, don't. I am so the wrong guy for that. Like, I don't do any sort of wagering or daily fantasy or anything like that. Like, I'm probably leaving some endorsement dollars on the table by not being that way. But I would be so bad at it. It's just, and I would be, and the other thing I learned is, and I don't think I have too addictive of a personality and anything really troublesome, but like when I was early in my career, there's a casino up here in Green Bay and there weren't a lot of places to eat. So they had this really good buffet that we would go to as a group of writers. We were all young, single guys, so we didn't have wives or kids. And so we would go, and then we would each throw $20 in and we would play a slot machine. And everyone split the winnings. And at the end of the season, I was up $310. And the last dinner, it must have been the 99 season because they didn't make the playoffs. So the last time we went out to dinner, I said, you know what, I'm going to stay and play a little while longer after we were all supposedly done. And I lost all $310 that I had won the whole year long, chasing $20 I lost to start. And it told me, you are not cut out for gambling, you moron. And so I have I've retired ever since.
Jason, with Josh Jacobs listed as questionable on the Packers injury report, and not, I don't know, 2 things. Do you think he's going to play, number one? And then number 2, if he doesn't play, do you think that Matt LaFleur is going to let Jordan Love rip it a little bit more this week?
I will say this. I talked to Jordan Love one-on-one this week, and he dropped a let it rip in our conversation.
Yeah.
So you should feel good about that. I'm saving that story for Thanksgiving Day. But I'll say this. And Tausch always gets mad when I say, I don't know. Because he thinks I should know everything because, you know, I've done this for so long. I really don't know if Josh Jacobs is going to play. I think he was authentically up in the air about it yesterday. Like, we talked to him for a long time, and he was great. Like, he's got to be the first player in my career to go to a PR guy to ask if it was okay for him to talk to us. Usually they go to the PR guy to say, do I have to talk to them? Can I not talk to them? And he was the opposite. So kudos to him. But he was like, look, I have 2 choices, right? I try to play, and maybe it goes fine because I feel a lot better than I did on Sunday, and nothing bad happens to my knee, and I get through the game, and we win, and everything's great. But I could also go out there and play, further exacerbate the bruise, the bone bruise, and the quad bruise that he has in his knee, and set himself back. And not only miss the game against the Lions on Thanksgiving, but maybe miss another game or two, right? So that's one side of the coin. On the other side, he said, look, if I don't play on Sunday, the worst case scenario is I just don't play in that game, and then I'm playing on Thanksgiving. If I don't play Sunday, I will play on Thursday. So, to me, he has to really decide how much risk he's willing to take on. And if I was him, I would say, look, these games are both important. But to me, the risk is if you exacerbate the problem, it's not just Thursday you're in trouble for. It's for other games, too. And so I personally, if I was advising him, which he certainly did not ask my opinion when we were talking, I would say play it safe and plan on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Jason, what are you doing, Ryan? Matt, it was your turn, I thought.
Oh, no.
It was your turn, but yeah, you're just drawing blanks right now.
That's fine. Yeah, I got questions
drawing a little blank. Yeah, yeah, hit him with another one.
All right, so Brian Flores' defense, we kind of touched on it before, but he's done a really good job of keeping teams and quarterbacks specifically, even good ones, in check. And he brings out new wrinkles all the time. No, this is last week. Most of this week they're talking about how that he ran something against the Bears that he never ran before. So how does someone like LaFleur and Love kind of prepare for a coach like Flores who does change the game plan week depending on the weaknesses of said quarterback?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And how do you prepare for something you don't know is coming, right? Like most games, you have all, you know, the whole book on film, obviously. And we talk about unscouted looks all the time. But it's usually in the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season, certainly in the opener. And sometimes maybe after a team has come off of a bye week, you expect it. But, like, he conjures so – I mean, look, he worked for Bill Belichick, right? Like, there's a reason why he's wired that way. And so, yeah, that is a challenge. Now, that said, I mean, they understand the, you know, vast majority of the principles that he believes in running. So it is a challenging defense. There's no doubt about it. And frankly, one of the impediments to my prediction of them winning in a blowout is the fact that if their offensive line can't handle all the exotic stuff that he does in terms of a pass rush, they could be in really big trouble. And Jordan Love could be in peril, and we could see Malik Willis again, right? So, you know, I think that's a really important part of this equation. But again, you know, this is a guy that in Brian Flores, who's been a head coach, obviously it's hard to win in Miami with the way things are run down there. But he's a really sharp, I think this is a great defensive coordinator matchup. I think it's two guys that are really, really good at what they do. And it'll be interesting to see who has the better day.
Jason, last thing I have for you, with the Badgers obviously taking on Illinois, and I don't know how or why the whole backstory, but with Brett being on with Brett being on unsportsmanlike, and they didn't have Luke Fickell on, and I don't know the scenario, but I hope that the Badgers are begging everyone from Big Cat to Evan to Joe Thomas to you guys, whomever it is, they can put out good information and good news about this team and hype this team in any way, shape, or form, or at least give them a platform. It doesn't feel like they're doing that. So we did ask the question, basically, when the Badgers seem inept at really growing their brand outside of, like, we're just going to win football games, do you think that's out of ignorance or arrogance? Like, do they think that they shouldn't have to be reaching out to people, like in a Green Bay Packers sort of way, or are they just ignorant to the fact that they need to be doing that?
Yeah, I would think that this season, and quite frankly last season as well, would have been humbling enough that it wouldn't be arrogance. Look, I'm just going to be honest. Like, I'm not a Bielema guy. I didn't love the way he left. Now, I have not spoken to him. I had interactions with him over the years. I will say he was very good when my mentor Tom Mulhern passed away 10 years ago. I had a lot of respect for how supportive he was, and he called Mully's kids, and like I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I didn't love the way he left, and I thought it was, you know, the classless stuff of the hashtag karma. That's what got me blocked on Twitter by him. But
okay.
My issue, Frank, and I think, you know, in my opinion, my criticism of that, like, be better, right? You're above that. And so you would like your family to be as well. But look, he is fantastic when it comes to using the media for his gain, right? I mean, he has embraced Michelle Smallman, who is a Illinois alum. Like, that's just smart, right? And so, you know, my struggle, and I don't claim to know Luke very well at all. Like, we've had him on the show multiple times. It's been fine. But, you know, I don't know him well enough to kind of get into a back and forth and have him give me a hard time. Like, with whether it was Paul Christ or whether it was Greg Gard. Greg Gard still teases me now every time he comes on the show. Like, we have that kind of relationship. But I think when you do a good job of connectivity with not just recruits, not just alumni, not just boosters, but media also, it gives you some opportunities. And I'm not saying whether Luke Fickell has done that or not. I don't cover them, right? So I don't see him on a day-to-day basis. I don't know what Colton Bartholomew's experience is or Jim Polzin's or any of those guys. So I get it. But, you know, I do think that it's probably there's a lot of people that work over there at 1440 Monroe Street that know a lot more about marketing and branding than I do. I know it's a tough time, but I always have a lot of respect for people who have that kind of, like, force of nature personality that even in bad times, they're really charismatic and likable, and they're so good in their interactions with the media or with fans that you, like, by the end of the conversation, you're like, oh, yeah, these guys are in 14th place in the Big Ten. Like, you don't even think about it, right? And so
yep.
I don't know if that's his strength or not. But the bottom line is that there was certainly an opportunity today with a high profile ESPN show in town that I will admit I was a little surprised that they had Bielema and not him.
Yeah, same here. I don't think that was on the actual show though. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
That is Jason Wilde. Molly, tell us about Madison College.
Madison College has been educating Wisconsin students for over 100 years right here in our community, helping students build their futures. They've grown to 7 campuses all across South Central Wisconsin, including 3 right here in Madison. And if you're not in Madison, they've got campuses in Fort Atkinson, Portage, Reedsburg, and Watertown, plus tons of online and hybrid options so you can make school fit your schedule. Madison College has over 200 different programs to choose from, whether it's associate's degrees, technical diplomas, certificates, or apprenticeships. Learn more at madisoncollege.edu. This is Jim Matt Molly.
Listening to his podcast the other day, and